NHS Historic Strike Plans. Michelle Gerard Rucroft, Nurse Practitioner, RCN Steward, the Royal College of Nursing, RCN, has announced a historic intention to take national strike action, the first ever in the RCN's history. The Tory supporting media are on the attack. They are already reporting hugely inflated average nurse salaries in an effort to sway public opinion and misrepresent nurses as being greedy. What they are not reporting is that this is not just about pay. It is primarily about patient safety and reduced staffing levels, which is a direct result of pay restraint since the Tory Lib Dem coalition came to power in 2010. The financial crash saw all staff on Agenda for Change, AFSCE, within the NHS face a pay freeze in the name of austerity, followed by a prolonged 1% cap. The bursary for student nurses was also scrapped, which results in nurses qualifying from a three-year degree course with approximately £70,000 of debt. The starting wage for a newly qualified nurse on Band 5 of AFSCE is £27,055, rising to £32,934 after 5 years. How will this attract new nurses into the profession and alleviate the pressure current staff are under? Most qualified nurses stay at Band 5. However, even those that progress to Band 7 earn a maximum of £47,672. These nurses have completed extra training, possess advanced skills, and take on extra responsibility. Matrons and advanced nurse practitioners / advanced care practitioners require master's degrees, and at Band 8 they earn between £48,526 to £54,619. This is all part of the Tory plan to decimate the NHS and complete their privatisation plan. We must support the staff on the ground, who are saying enough is enough. All they ask for is a fair wage for the highly complex skills and responsibility they have, in order to attract new personnel into the service. It is our NHS, we must fight for it.